AP News, I'm Ben Thomas. Israel says it killed Hamas's top leader during a battle in Gaza's southernmost city of Rafah yesterday. Sagar Magani has details.
Yahya Sinwar does not appear to have been the target. Israeli forces discovered his body in the aftermath. But from Jerusalem, where Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu says Israel has settled an account with Sinwar, to Berlin.
It's a good day for the world.
President Biden says he congratulated Netanyahu and is now more hopeful about a ceasefire. Sinwar was one of the architects of Hamas's October attack on Israel that set off the Gaza war. Netanyahu, though, says Sinwar's death does not mean the war is over, while White House National Security Advisor Jake Sullivan says Sinwar was a key obstacle to a ceasefire deal.
His removal from the battlefield does present an opportunity.
Israel's pitching this as a moment for Hamas to surrender and release hostages. Sagar Magani, Washington.
Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky says his government has intelligence that 10,000 North Korean troops are being prepared to join Russian forces fighting against his country. He made the comments in Brussels as he met with European Union leaders and NATO defense ministers on his victory plan for the war. An independent panel investigating the July assassination attempt on Donald Trump says the Secret Service needs fundamental reform and new leadership, adding another Butler can and will happen again without major changes in how candidates are protected. Turnout from early in-person voting started strong in North Carolina today, including in mountainous areas hit hard by Hurricane Helene. All but four of the 80 sites anticipated for the 25 western counties were open. And Meta's confirming layoffs, including staff at WhatsApp and Instagram. This is AP News. Seth Sutel now with the AP Markets Report.
Stocks drifted to a mixed close on Wall Street after some more encouraging news on the economy. The S&P 500 finished virtually unchanged Thursday. The index was hovering around its all-time high for much of the day. The Dow Jones Industrial Average added 161 points to the record high it set the day before. That's about 0.4%. The Nasdaq Composite was close to flat. Gains for chip stocks and the insurance company Travelers helped to offset losses for Google's parent company and Elevance Health. Treasury yields rose in the bond market. That came after reports showed that U.S. shoppers spent more at retailers and fewer workers applied for unemployment. Seth Sutel, New York.
Mortgage rates keep rising. Freddie Mac puts the average on a 30-year at 6.44%, while the 15 is up to 5.63. It's the third week in a row rates have risen, and the highest since August. Still, a year ago, a 30-year averaged more than a full point higher at 7.63%. I'm Ben Thomas, AP News. Thank you for listening.
Hey, Central Ohio. The nationwide Children's Marathon will be taking over the city on October 18th and 19th. CODA riders can expect significant reroutes throughout the city. Operators will be working tirelessly to assist CODA customers. That's October 18th and 19th for the nationwide Children's Marathon. Expect significant reroutes downtown. You can view real-time updates on the transit app or at CODA.com. That's CODA.com. Good luck to all the runners.
This fall in love with Cozy. Nothing says autumn like wrapping up in the rich, warm colors of Minky Couture. From golden ambers to deep burgundy and rustic browns, Minky blankets bring the beauty of the season right into your home. Perfect for crisp evenings, family time, or gifting someone special. Fall in love with Minky and shop your favorite fall colors today at minkycouture.com.